This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, my sister and my mister.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sister.
You'll see. We'll get into it in just a bit. Right now, the nephew, you hear him, is in the building with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what is it today, please?
Your barbecue ain't right, okay? Your barbecue ain't right. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Gerald.
Yeah, it's Gerald. Who's calling? May I ask?
Hey, Gerald, this is Calvin, man. You live a couple blocks over from me, man. I just wanted to reach out to you. One of the neighbors gave me your number, man. And I just wanted to tell you,
I don't want no, I'm sorry. I don't want no subscriptions or nothing, brother. I might as well cut you off right now.
A what now?
Subscriptions. You calling about some subscriptions or something?
No. I'm a neighbor, my man. I'm just a couple blocks over from you. No, I got your number from one of the neighbors. I was calling to let you know. Ooh. I've been smelling your barbecue, man. That's what I was calling about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Man, you've been grilling every day, seem like, over there. I've been smelling the smoke in the air. You over there, so, putting it down, huh?
I mean, I thank you for the compliment, but yeah, I mean, now you say, I mean, I had nothing else to do but cook, you know, in these times. I mean, I might as well do what I'm good at, you know. Who gave you my number, though?
It's a guy on your street. Last name Edwards. I can't remember the dude's first name. I call him Edwards. I think he lives on your street. I'm not sure.
So what you cook and smoke?
Man, I cook. I burn a little bit. You know, that's why I call, like you know, from one barbecue brother to another. I was just reaching out. I said, man, this dude right. burning over there. So you putting it in, man? What all you been cooking since we've been locked down?
I mean, you know, I kind of been, you know, experimenting a little bit. I've been doing some doing some different woods, cherry. You know, I kind of mix it in a little bit of hickory. You know, it kind of all depends on what I'm cooking, whether it's some fish, it's, you know, chicken. I mix it up every now and then, but sometimes I have lately been experimenting with this mesquite. Yeah, I mean, the flavor just fall off the bone.
Well, no,
I'm out
no,
every
no.
day about after 4 or 3.
Yeah, that's when I've been smelling the smoke, because your smoke coming to my yard. You know, I'm 2 blocks over. Your smoke carrying a good distance, man. But yeah, but it's all right though. It's all right.
I've been soaking my chips and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I've been just trying some new techniques. You know, nothing crazy.
Let me say this though.
Going crazy, huh? What's good?
No, it ain't got me going crazy. To be completely honest with you, bro, it's kind of got me f***ed up. You f***ing your meat up so damn bad, dog, that I'm sitting here smelling this shit. And I'm trying to figure out, what are you doing? You know, you soaking this, you using cherry. Hey, man, if you ain't putting no pecan or no oak in there, it's... No, you're a dude on the grill that don't know what the f*** you doing. And that's my...
Why you gotta cuss at me? You, I mean, I...
Because, dog, you from a real barbecue man, you don't know what the f*** you're doing.
No, well, and that's... I've been in competitions. You talking about a real barbecue man. Ain't no way you been in no damn competition
for no barbecue, dog.
Not with the shit I'm smelling, man. Look, I'm talking to you because I'm bored as and you just gonna start cussing at me and talking about my. How you know what it is? You haven't even.
But dog, I can smell it. I can smell wood in the air and know what's right and what's wrong.
It smell good, and then you just come out of nowhere cussing. I mean, I know we all going crazy right now, but no.
Hey man, listen. Here what I'm going. I'm going to say this here.
Brother, you ain't got to cuss at me.
Okay, cool, cool. I ain't going to cuss no more. Cool. But let me say this. Don't put nothing else on that grill. I swear to you, for at least a month, I don't want to smell your smoke no more, dog.
How you going to tell me what to do? You don't even know me like that. You just going to have to smell it.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm 2 blocks over, and I'm tired of smelling your smoke. I'm tired of smelling it. You don't know what you're doing.
Don't put nothing else on that pit
for at least another month.
I don't know what to tell you. If I put some rotten f***ing tomatoes on there and I want to smoke, you're going to smell it. How about that now?
Okay. Hey, man.
No. I'm bored out of my f***ing mind. You calling me talking s***.
Hey, dog.
I don't know how to cook.
Because you got the smoke in the air that smell like s***.
No, you offended.
You don't know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing. Have you tasted it? My s***.
I don't want to taste it. I don't want
my shit off the bone. I've been experimenting. Okay. Okay. I did put some applesauce.
See that right there? What the f*** is that? You did what with some applesauce? Hey man, don't put shit else on that grill.
You didn't read the article.
Okay. I'm gonna send you some YouTube videos so you can learn how to barbecue. Cause you're gonna quit f***ing the neighborhood up, dog.
Don't tell me what to do. That don't sit right with me. I ain't got no job right now. You telling me what to do? I ain't got shit in the house, and you just gonna tell me what to do with my food?
If your food is tight, why are you wasting it on the barbecue?
My food is tight, brother. Just quit while you're behind me.
I'm trying to figure out how to stop your ass from cooking, man.
From doing what? Living?
No, cooking out on the grill, and everybody got to smell some shit that we know ain't being cooked right. I'm a barbecue man. I know what I'm doing. You don't, and it bothers me. So that's why I got your number.
You got a sauce? What competition you want?
I don't have to be in no competitions.
Sound
everybody
like
come to get my barbecue.
Who that, the bums?
No, I ain't no... Okay, hey, man, listen. Let's finish this way. If you put something else on the grill, I'm going to come around there and whoop your ass.
You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. How about that? Man, what the f*** is this on my damn phone? The f*** is calling me with this bullshit?
Hey, man. Hey, this nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your cousin.
Got me talking about my meats and woods and f***ing sauces and shit.
Your cousin Trey got me to prank you, man.
That motherfucker came over here and got a plate yesterday. I should have known what's happening. They were over there in the corner snicking with my aunt. Good for nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. He ain't allowed over here at all. He ain't allowed over here at all. No more. We didn't social distance his ass. He can hashtag it in the front and the back.
Hey, man, you got to tell me this right here, right now. Gerald, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Come on, brother. The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man, with this nonsense. Talking about my food and sauces.
How y'all feel about it?
How do we feel?
I mean, I'm real when it comes to barbecue. I'm real about it, okay?
So
I'm
serious real. About this,
I'm real
right?
serious when it comes to barbecue. And your cue ain't right.
I'm telling you.
I will call you out, okay? I don't know. What is this? You know, because there's some people out there boiling briskets for a minute, then put them on the grill. What is you doing? What is that? Who do that?
That's a no-no, Tommy.
Boiling no ribs and brisket. Who do that?
See, what do you do that? Don't cook right there. You're too judgmental, Tommy. None of them have time for that.
You're the person that put a steak in the crock pot. Yes, you. Stop.
With the rice together.
That almost ended my marriage. Those are painful memories right there.
not about to get the papers.
Okay.
So, hey, laying in the cut, I'm adding some dates, so I can't talk about it yet. When I sign the paperwork, that I'll talk about it. I ain't supposed to be talking about it right now, but y'all get ready. I'm just going to give a hint. Florida. Just stay tuned. Florida. I'm going to let y'all know where I'm coming. Just stay tuned. Paperwork be done by tomorrow, okay?
Oh.
That's all. Yeah.
It's so serious. It's all serious.
Yes. Yeah. These dates
so
are serious.
Signed.
These dates are, you got to you better get that done first, okay?
It's a secret where you going.
Yeah, right now. But, you know, tomorrow it won't be because, I've been in signing papers, you know, by this evening.
The ink will be dry.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. I got you.
Matter of fact, it's like two cities. Yeah, I'm going to drop two of them on you by tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you going on tour? What's happening?
I'm
going to
drop two of them on you by tomorrow. Watch me, girl. It's
your
together.
Uncle taught you well, yeah.
It's back open, and Tommy back out there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mask up all the way there.
Mask on, baby. That's
you
right.
All the way to the stage, then mask off. As soon as I get off stage, mask back up.
All right.
Well, congratulations. We'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow about where you're going to be. Coming up next, Strawberry Letters, subject, My Sister and My Mister. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.